River 1467, your feel-good station. Joining me in the studio, very good morning to Ali Cupper, our member from Mildura. Great to actually finally meet you, Ali, face-to-face.
Thanks so much, Dave. It's great to be here.
I can't believe the weekend, the Mildura-based public hospital. How much money was that again that they raised?
Yeah, well, between 1.6 and 1.7 million. Now, not just all on that night.
No, that makes sense.
But look, the reality is that wouldn't have been possible without bringing the hospital back to public management. So there's a whole lot of reasons why that was important. But one of them was fundraising. So it was a real moment on Saturday night. It's like, here we are coming together as a community to raise big money for our hospital. We were the only hospital in Victoria that couldn't do that for 20 years.
So just to bring people back into the picture here, in case they don't have a clue what we're talking about, the gala ball on Saturday night, just a little bit of fun for a very important, very important thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, and our hospital is such a unifying thing. You know, it's the leveler. You know, it doesn't matter how rich we are, poor we are, what our status is in our community. If we're sick, we're going to the hospital.
That's exactly right.
And so everyone has a stake in our local hospital, and that's why it's such a great point of community cohesion, and that was broken down somewhat for a long time because it was privatised.
So it was
about making a profit for shareholders, most of whom didn't live in Mildura, and it was being run by a board of directors who sat in Sydney. So now we've got a local board, we've got a community hospital again, and we can all come together and raise money.
I love it. I love it. Just getting off the serious side of it. You were at the gala ball on Saturday night.
Yeah.
A little bit of fun.
Yeah, it was lots of fun. It was great. So, I can't party like I used to because I have a 5-year-old son that I have to get home to, who's at Nan and Pa's. But yeah, it was great fun. And it was a Larry's prosciutto. I don't know how to say it actually. Prosciutteria.
Yeah,
is that the pronunciation?
That is so close.
It's so close. And they did a great job of hosting. And there was, just incredible attendance, very generous bidding for the auction items, and a really good night.
And someone stuck their hand up, $100,000 donation on the night before.
That's right. Yeah, well, that was announced by Terry, on Saturday night. So someone, an anonymous donor, had very generously donated $100,000. And again, like I said before, when it was a private company, it would have been like donating $100,000 to McDonald's. It's just not what you do, right? So now that we've got a public hospital again, the people in that community now have somewhere to put their money, and it's a real joy.
And it benefits the community, not, like you say, some corporate fat cat sitting in Sydney.
Yeah, that's right.
And no offence to Ramsay either, if you're listening.
No. Well, as we said, that's right. There is a private sector out there that does remarkable work in various different domains. But there are some things that we would say shouldn't be run for a profit, and one of those things is healthcare. One of the things that Alona Legan used to say, she was one of our hospital advocates who sadly passed away from bowel cancer, and she was just say she would say that. People shouldn't make money out of other people's misery.
Yes, that's a great
When people are very, very sick, no one should be creaming a profit from the services that you get.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I think that, we've really come a long way, and Saturday night was really a moment to celebrate that.
Your autism listening tour, we talked about this last time. Great idea. How's it all going?
It's going great. So we've done, over the years, different kind of call outs to the community to get involved and provide feedback on different issues, but nothing has received the response that this has. So it just speaks to the level of, the rate of autism out there. There are a lot of kids who are being diagnosed with autism in our community. A lot of families living with autism in their family system. We've got to, a high incidence of families with multiple children with autism. Also a fairly high rate of people with autism having children who are then diagnosed with autism. So it's a multi-layered issue, and all roads lead back to our isolation and the fact that we are just not keeping up with other regions and parts of Victoria. And so what our autism families are saying is they need more specialisation in schools. They want...
That would make sense.
Yeah, even like classrooms that can accommodate children who are on the autism spectrum. They need criteria for support that is more tailored, because one of the things that we're finding with some kids is, you know, their academic capacity might be lower, but because their social skills are okay or not as bad, it rules them out. Or conversely, because the academic skills are really high, but that means they can't get support, even though the social skills and the sensory issues are really problematic for them at school. So that's another one, and some really innovative stuff from South Australia we're hearing. They've got a minister for autism now. They've got, a goal to have an autism specialist in every single classroom.
So people are continuing to reach out to you about it?
Yeah, we're talking to families every single day, and often when I'm talking to a family, we'll get to the end of the half hour or hour, and then I've got the phones ringing for my next appointment or whatever, and we have to schedule another follow up conversation because there's just so much to say. It's been really great, and we'll inform our formal policy pitch to the government.
Beautiful, beautiful. Look, and speaking of something that you're hot on the tail of, the Rategate campaign. How's that all going?
Yeah, Rategate. So Rategate.
Like, did you actually name that yourself?
I did. Yeah, I did. It was not very creative, but I like playing with words, and I just thought it kind of worked, because it is a scandal. So it's kind of like a bit of a nod to the, Watergate-Nixon scandal. It's an economic scandal. It's a major injustice between, rural and regional ratepayers and their metro counterparts. The system is rigged against us, essentially. And, rates became a part of my life, for better or worse, 10 years ago when I became a councillor. And look, what became very clear when I was a councillor is that state and federal governments, even though they largely determine the system, would always let ratepayers be angry at council.
Of course.
It's council's fault, but council is a victim of the system that ratepayers are the victim of, which essentially makes us victims of having, less population density, less rateable properties, all of those sorts of things, but big distances, so it costs more to deliver services. State and federal governments determine those things, and yet councils are kind of left carrying the can. So when I was elected to state...
They definitely bear the brunt of it.
That's right. And so when I was elected to state parliament, rather than drop the rates issue, like I probably could have, I wanted to take it with me, because I knew that as a state MP, it wasn't that it was not my problem anymore. It was more of my problem, because I was in one of the forums that determine how this system works.
The question is, where are you up to with it now, though?
So we have a meeting with the federal minister this Friday.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So we tried to get that with the previous coalition government, thinking that particularly the National Party might be interested, being the party of rural and regional Australia. Not so much.
Okay.
But we have had a bit more joy with the incoming federal government. The minister has agreed to meet with me, which is great.
Step by step.
That's it.
Small steps, like everything else in politics.
That's right. Exactly. And I'm fairly tenacious. Like it's 10 years now that this issue has been a part of my work. I'm not going to let it go, because it's a fundamental matter of justice.
And of course, you'll keep us updated with it.
That's right. Yeah, for sure.
Always good to talk to you.
Thanks so
much.
And
we'll talk again in a fortnight.
Thanks, Dave. Sounds good.